Members test positive for COVID-19 following the Capitol riot. I'm Melissa Howell.
A plea to reopen schools from the mom who's an infectious disease scientist. I'm Dick Yoliano.
Why Montgomery County Police and schools are being sued by the mother of a five-year-old. I'm John Doman.
It's 4 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. Health professionals are urging people to increase their protections against COVID-19 as variants of the original virus are showing up across the nation. CBS's Tom Hansen explains.
The virus's variants are causing concern, now present in 22 states, including Michigan, where Dr. Jim Grant is the state chief medical officer for Blue Cross Blue Shield.
And that means if 1,000 people have COVID, that means with this variant, 1,500 people would get this variation of COVID.
Now, health officials are recommending more masks. Hard as it was to get people to wear one, some are saying double up and wear at least two.
At Columbia University, Dr. Craig Spencer stresses that the emergency is far from over.
We're at a really bad part in this pandemic. I know that the numbers are looking better. We have decreasing hospitalizations, decreasing new cases, but we have increasing deaths, and our numbers are still extremely bad.
But in the suspected source of the coronavirus, Wuhan, China, there's a celebration of sorts. CBS's Remy Ancencio explains.
On this first anniversary of the lockdown, it's so jarringly normal with people out and about, so different from the reality in the United States and so different from many countries around the world.
For more than half a century, the nation listened to this voice.
I've talked to them all. I am grateful to the listeners who kept me going all these years. And I hope that 50 years from now, when people talk about Larry King, they'll say he did a hell of an interview.
That's exactly what people are saying about Larry King, who died today at the age of 87. Retired CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer used to work with King and knows his methods.
Larry King was unlike anyone else on the air. He bragged, really bragged about not preparing for the nightly interviews, the centerpiece of his radio and TV shows. His questions were of the basic who, what, when, where variety. To authors, he'd often ask, why did you write this book? There were no gotcha questions. In one of his books, Larry King by Larry King, he said he found that he simply had the ability to draw people out.
The Senate will soon deal with the impeachment of former President Donald Trump.
For the second time in just over a year, an article of impeachment against President Donald Trump will be walked across the Capitol and delivered to the Senate Monday, triggering the start of the former president's trial.
The Senate will conduct a trial of the impeachment of Donald Trump. It will be a full trial. It will be a fair trial.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced the trial will begin the second week of February. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who has blamed Mr. Trump for the assault, was pushing for such a delay.
That's CBS's Chris Van Cleve. Five people were killed in the violent assault on the Capitol on January 6th. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
4:03 on a Saturday, January the 23rd, 2021, 31 degrees. We head up to the upper 30s today. Good to have you along this afternoon. I'm Mike Murillo. The top local stories we're following this hour. The January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol brought law enforcement and military personnel from all over into D.C. to help protect the building and the area. Now we're learning some of those who responded are coming down with COVID-19.
So far, 38 U.S. Capitol police officers and 150 members of the National Guard have tested positive for COVID-19 since responding to the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol. The chairman of the union that represents Capitol Police says cases have spiked since the attack. That's according to CBS News. And out of the more than 25,000 National Guard troops that arrived in D.C. since then, many of them staying in close quarters inside the U.S. Capitol, more than half will be heading home in the coming days. So far, 120 suspects involved in the riot have been caught and are facing federal charges as the FBI continues their search. Melissa Howell, WTOP News.
Three more people facing federal charges in connection with what happened at the U.S. Capitol, among them 20-year-old Emmanuel Jackson of D.C. The U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C. says he was caught on video making a fist and repeatedly striking a U.S. Capitol police officer while attempting to enter the building on the 6th. 43-year-old Scott Kelvin Fairlamb of New Jersey, prosecutors say, is seen on body camera footage assaulting an officer. And 51-year-old Jeffrey Sable of Colorado is accused of being a part of a group that dragged a D.C. police officer down a set of exterior stairs at the U.S. Capitol and beat the officer. Sable was arrested after a traffic stop in New York, during which he admitted to the officer he was wanted by the FBI and says he's tired and done fighting. Because of the pandemic, many kids haven't been in school buildings since last March. A Montgomery County parent of an infectious diseases scientist says it's time schools reopened in-person learning.
Immunologist Marjorie Smelkinson, with children in kindergarten, first, third, and fourth grades, has been fighting to get the schools reopened.
If we thought that there was an actual risk, we would not be fighting this hard. But the science is saying that the spread in school is minimal.
Dr. Smelkinson acknowledges the fear after more than 400,000 Americans have died of COVID. But she says schools that stick to safety protocols don't stoke community transmission.
Masking, distancing, hand hygiene, those kinds of things. We do need to open our schools, but also have strong protocols in place.
Montgomery County says it's assessing state guidance after Governor Hogan urged school systems to offer at least some remote learning by March 1st. Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
The family of a 5-year-old Silver Spring boy is suing the Montgomery County Police Department and the school system.
Shanta Grant says last January her son was able to walk away from East Silver Spring Elementary without being noticed. She says when police finally found the boy, they were abusive, loud, and traumatizing to a 5-year-old.
If the allegations are true, this is reprehensible behavior, and it's a failure of the system at multiple levels.
Montgomery County Councilman Will Juwando.
Not only the failure to protect and serve this, again, 5-year-old child, this little boy, but also what happened at the school.
Lawyers for the mom tell Bethesda Beat the allegations were all based off of body cam footage. Neither police nor the school system is commenting because of the ongoing litigation. John Dome in WTOP News.
Health plans that are offered through Virginia's Health Insurance Exchange are banned from providing abortion coverage, but that ban would be lifted under a bill that just passed the Virginia Senate.
Abortion is the only legal medical procedure that is banned under the health exchange here.
Virginia Democratic Senator Jennifer McClellan saying the bill would end unnecessary restrictions on reproductive health care options, but opponents like Republican Senator Steve Newman express concern that federal subsidies that help cover the cost of plans could in some cases go to abortion services.
There are some of us that believe that on this very controversial item that no tax money should be used in this way.
The bill passed in the Senate almost entirely along party lines. It now heads to the House. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Coming up after traffic and weather, how many National Guard troops will remain in D.C. now that the inauguration is in the rearview mirror? That coming up, 407.
Right now, Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies are committing more than $7 billion to fight the COVID-19 pandemic, providing premium relief, making sure patients don't have to worry about treatment costs, and